From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It's Wednesday, February 7th. Look for gradual clearing today and a high near 33. It will be breezy with north winds at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Most schools are closed throughout the region this morning. A complete list is on our webpage at WSIUnews.org. Black ice is an issue this morning on many roads. Most of the major roads are okay, but secondary roads remain slick this hour, so be careful as you are out and about this morning. In other news today, Heartland Regional Medical Center in Marion and SSM Health Cardinal Glennon in St. Louis introduced a new collaboration for pediatric patients. The two facilities are using enhanced video and audio technology for real-time remote consultation without a transfer to St. Louis. During a demonstration yesterday in Marion, Cardinal Glennon neonatologist Ayub Ali was at Heartland while his colleague Justin Josephin assisted remotely on a monitor from St. Louis.
You see how much pressure I am banking of number-wise?
Yes, I can see the manometer reading very well, and I can see all the knobs.
Doctors first used the telemedicine service last September for Brittany Allen, whose son was having heart problems at Heartland the day after he was born. She says sending her newborn to St. Louis would have been a tremendous hardship.
For me, it was everything. I have four babies at home right now, three at the time with him at the hospital, and getting to stay here and have my babies be able to still come visit me while we were sitting with the NICU was imperative.
Allen's five-month-old son, Quincy, is healthy after doctors were able to determine the baby's issue would cure itself in a short amount of time. After years of cuts and chronic underfunding, state higher education officials yesterday voted to make a modest request for next year's budget. Education Desk reporter Dusty Rhodes has more.
Meeting in Springfield, the Illinois Board of Higher Education had a lengthy debate. Do we ask for what we really need, or do we ask for what we think we can get? They decided by a vote of 9-6 to go with that second option, submitting a request based on the current appropriation plus about 2%. Al Bowman, director of the agency, acknowledged that dissenting members favored a request pegged to the state's bigger 2015 appropriation.
But given the realities that the state is facing, we didn't feel comfortable going back to the 2015 budget, even though there is real demonstrated need that would justify that larger amount.
The request includes $20 million to address some of the most pressing repairs because a lot of maintenance was put off during the two-year budget impasse. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
Southern Illinois University Edwardsville has settled a lawsuit alleging the school violated First Amendment rights by limiting free speech to a small area on campus. The Alliance Defending Freedom represented college Republicans at SIUE when it filed its lawsuit in October of 2017. The lawsuit challenged the constitutionality of restricting student expression to a 905-square-foot zone in Stratton Quadrangle. An SIUE spokesperson said there were misconceptions from the get-go about the school's policy. Students were never confined to a free speech zone, and permission was never required to speak elsewhere on campus. SIUE has reportedly agreed all outdoor areas of campus generally open to the public are available for students to speak out. Democratic candidate for Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is apologizing for racially insensitive comments captured on an FBI wiretap between him and then-Governor Rod Blagojevich. Pritzker said yesterday he regrets portions of the conversations recording during a decade-old investigation of Blagojevich, who's now imprisoned on corruption charges. Pritzker is heard suggesting that Blagojevich appoint Secretary of State Jesse White, calling him the least offensive African-American. White, who supported Pritzker's candidacy, stood beside the billionaire businessman during yesterday's news conference. Other black lawmakers also joined them. Pritzker's opponent in the March 20 primary have condemned the comments. Recapping the forecast for today, cloudy skies through mid-morning, then gradual clearing. We'll see a high around 33. If you're out and about this morning, be careful. Some roads still remain icy in areas. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.